Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined here by Mr. Chris Marshall from the band Pocket Money on to talk about their new single, Go Outside. Morning, Chris, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm pretty good.
Nice. I see you're wearing some red this morning.
Yeah, sure am. Oh, yeah, this is actually the same jumper from the music video. I just put it on because it's a bit cold.
Oh, true.
Not planned.
No.
I just don't have any options.
Are you a minimal wardrobe kind of guy?
I like a uniform, you know? Plenty of clothes, but it's nice not thinking about what to put on.
What is your uniform looking like lately?
I got my black pants. I got an Earth Tongue t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, just cycle through a few jumpers that, when they start to get stinky, swap them out.
It tends to be how it happens, eh? Earth Tongue merch is insanely well designed. Like, big ups to Earth Tongue. Man.
Yeah, hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupidly good. You're coming live to us from Tamaki Makaurau, and it's very chill where you are, I hear. Nice and chill.
Yeah, nice, pretty relaxed. I'm out way in West Auckland, so
out in
the bushy area, so it's always very quiet where I am.
Is that near Bethel's Beach at all?
Yeah, somewhat. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I had a friend from West Auckland, and she raves about how cool it is over there.
Yeah. Very nice. Lots of bush.
Very nice.
It's
yeah.
Beautiful.
Is there quite a little bush where you are? It seems like there's a few.
Yeah. I mean, I could show you out the window, but that won't be any help for anyone listening.
For all
right
our
now.
Listeners, join the Zoom call. No, that'd be horrible.
Yeah.
No, that's cool, man. It seems like you got a cool little spot there. The new track from your band Pocket Money is called Go Outside. What is your favourite outdoor activity? I have a hunch, but I want to know from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, definitely cycling.
That's
love cycling and swimming. Swimming in the ocean is the best. Oh, man.
Were you always a very outdoor-oriented person?
I think so, yeah, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never wanted to get an office job or anything indoorsy like that. I'm more of an outdoorsy person, so yeah.
Nice.
Love being in the sunshine.
I respect that. It's also good to have a place where it's nice to do that, because there's some places in the country where you may as well be indoors.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Was your family very outdoorsy as well?
I wouldn't say any more outdoorsy than any other New Zealand family, but probably yes.
Nice. For my
family, I don't want to compare it to.
for our family, like, we had a forest in the back of our yard growing up, so a lot of tree climbing involved, and every like when the fishing season happened, we'll go fishing. But aside from that, generally pretty indoorsy.
True.
Yeah, but yeah. I know I do rave cycling though. Cycling goes hard. Is the band very outdoorsy? Are the members of your band very outdoorsy?
Oh man, I don't know. I guess so. Yeah, like we've gone camping together before, and
nice.
I know Kat. She gets owned by mosquitoes.
Oh no!
So if there's ever any threat of mosquitoes, then she's going to be indoors.
Fair enough.
But Chris, or the other Chris, there's two Chris's in the band. He's very outdoorsy as well. He likes his fishing and his that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mess with fishing heavy, man. It's quite a meditative kind of practice in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
to be honest, I find myself to me it feels like work. Unpopular opinion.
Yeah,
but you're just standing there waiting for bites. That's how I feel. There's not enough action sometimes.
It's definitely a test of patience, right? That's the thing.
It does.
That's why I like it, because I'm a very impatient person generally.
Oh yeah. So in practice.
Yeah, yeah, it's good practice.
Nice.
You touched on an interesting point there with your band having two Chris's in it. Have you ever thought about replacing Kat with another Chris?
We just sometimes just call her Chris as well.
Yeah.
It's easier. finding another guitarist called Chris, I feel like that's too much of a mission.
Bit of admin.
Not worth it.
You just
it's easier just to rename her.
Yeah, exactly.
Legally.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could honestly just keep the K and just put Chris on the end.
Yeah, literally. We'll be open to pay for her to legally change her name as out of the band fund.
As a like publicity stunt. That'll get some headlines.
Yeah, probably, eh?
The video for the song features your band and yourself You're all doing various outdoor things in front of a camera. You're biking. Other Chris is running, walking their dog, and Kat is going skating. Was the camera person kind of like following you in a, or were you following the camera person while they were in a car shooting the video?
We just hired a car mount for a camera, and then my girlfriend Yada, who's filmed other music videos for us, she was the one driving and kind of directing the video, and yeah, so we just followed the car. It was pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Was the car going very fast for like Kat and other Chris? Because it feels like they weren't going super fast in their shots.
No, it's just like keep an eye on them in the rearview mirror and make sure you don't race off. Was the vibe. Yeah.
Did that happen a few times?
A couple times, yeah. Yeah, there's one shot, because I was on my bike, as you said, there's one shot going uphill. Oh, man, I died, because that was just... Yeah, I raced off. It was punishing, trying to keep up with the car. But most of the time, you know, we got used to it, got used to driving extra slow.
That's nice, man. I'm happy for you. Oh man. So this single is from another album that's coming out very shortly. Can we expect to see an ode to the great indoors on that album?
Oh, I mean, maybe not on this album. Yang. But yeah, no, that man, I wish we'd talked about this, you know, 6 months ago, because that's a really good point. But no.
Is that when all the recording and the so on and so forth is happening for this new album?
Yeah. All the indoor stuff is not being talked about, even though it was important. Mm. Yeah, I guess it's more outdoorsy, more like some stuff about mental health. You know, we released a track called Anxious Brain last month or 6 weeks ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. Just about anxiety. Got one about Buzzy Bee.
The like the toy?
I mean, it's named after the toy, I guess, but it's actually I always call it a love song between a bee and a tree. So it's from the tree's perspective, going out to the bee, like, hey, can we please... I say it's a love song, but the main lyric is, can we be friends? So, like...
Platonic love?
Yeah, platonic love, that's it.
There you go.
Oh, that's so more outdoorsy themes, I'm sorry to say.
Mm.
Sorry to disappoint.
Well, that's okay. I guess I'll have to give this album a pass. No, that's cool. You can also make a diss track to The Great Indoors if you want. I mean, that could be...
Yeah, sure. Just for you.
Yeah.
Much need an exclusive.
So when is the album going to be dropping? Can you confirm that?
So it'll be out in February.
Nice.
And we'll be releasing that Buzzy Bee song I just talked about. We're dropping that... next month.
Mm-hmm.
Going on tour. We'll be down your ways. We'll be playing at yours in pretty much a month to the day. We'll be there on the 22nd of November.
Awesome.
It'll be lots of fun.
Yeah.
I love yours. Such a cool venue.
Yours is great.
Yeah.
Have you been there much?
Been there once, and it was awesome. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. It's really emerging as quite its venue at the moment. It's becoming an established kind of place.
Yeah, it's so cool. I just love their kaupapa.
Mm.
So album's out next February.
Cool. I guess that's good that you're putting it out in summer when it's a great time to be outdoors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It all coalesces. Yeah.
I feel like it really wouldn't work the other way around.
No, it wouldn't. Is there anything like yours in Auckland in terms of kind of like, you know, co-op, socialist-y vibe?
Not in the same way. There are places, more community spaces, sometimes funded by a council, in the deep suburbs, but nothing is prominent, you know. Yours is like right in the centre of Dunedin, and there's lots of it's like becoming a central part of the scene. There's nothing really like that. Rents here are just too high, for that to happen. So. I wish it could, but I think it's a lot more difficult. There's space for it to happen because, on Queen Street, the main street in Tamaki, there's so many empty shops nowadays after COVID. So there's plenty of space for something like that to happen. But
yeah, it's frustrating how the shops are empty, but the rents are still high. You know,
it makes absolutely no sense to me.
No. It's quite, it speaks to the kind of the frailties of our economic system.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. You can make a song about that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'd get very far in a conversation like that.
No,
not
enough
at this time of day.
No, we'll call it there. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Chris. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, likewise. Yeah, awesome.
Thank you very much. All right, folks, that was Chris Marshall from Pocket Money, one of the two Chrises. Two Chrises and a cat. That's a good ratio right there. Here is Pocket Money with Go Outside. They are coming to Otsipoti in November to play at yours. We'll be covering that when it happens. But for now, keep it real. I'll see you later on the program. Bye.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.